Alexandria, 88.1. K255BT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9. K223BI, Greenwood, Shreveport, 92.5. KQJO, St. Joseph, Natchez, 99.3. He's a wonder. And the gospel continues to grow. Praising the Lord. In Senla and in Miss Lou.
My soul. Come on, mama, and tell me what he's been to you.
Hi. This is Pastor Arthur LaValle with Kingdom Life Fellowship Community Ministry, welcoming you to another opportunity to transform your life. Did you know that you possess the power and the responsibility to determine your future and destiny? Did you know that you are the sum total of the choices and decisions you make every day? However, the ability for you to make the right decisions for a life that will lead to your God-given destiny depends on your quality of knowledge. Self-development demands self-discipline. It is our desire to see your life transformed by the messages on these broadcasts. Prepare to receive as we join this opportunity to grow and expand as we inspire you and motivate you to achieve your greatest in God's purpose for your life. Sit back now and listen to a message that is designed to destroy ignorance and empower you to become an effective human on this planet as you inspire others to reach their maximum potential. Let us join the seminar in progress.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, my Father. Father, we just thank you, Lord, once again for the precious opportunity that you would allow us to assemble ourselves together through this radio broadcast, my Father, and just come on through the gates of thanksgiving, come on through the courts of praise, come on through this radio broadcast, all the way behind the veil into your very presence, my Father, so that we might commune with you and that we might eat from the King's table, my Father. And we count it on in a privilege, Father, that you have pointed unto us that golden scepter of righteousness. Therefore, Father, we take you up on your invitation and we come boldly to your throne of grace to obtain mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. We thank you, Father, for your love for us. We thank you, Lord, for sending your Son, Jesus Christ, and he's bestowed upon us the fullness of your grace. And we thank you, Father God, for the Holy Spirit that Jesus sent to us, the fullness of the Godhead, hallelujah, dwelling bodily in us as he did in Jesus, my Father God, so that he might lead and guide us into the reality of what it means to be sons and daughters and children of the Most High God, Father. What an honor, Lord, and what a privilege, Father. And for that, Lord, we say thank you, my Father. You are mighty God, Lord, and there's none like you in all the earth, Father. We honor you in all that we do. And our desire, my Father, is to bring glory to your name, my Father. So here we are, Father God. Here's our cup. Here's our mind, our soul, our spirit, our bodies. Here's a part of us. Hallelujah. Here's our cup. Now fill us up, Father, with your anointed word and make us whole, my Father, as we continue to grow in the knowledge of you with all wisdom and spiritual understanding, Father, that we might know what is the hope of our calling and the exceeding greatness of the power that you have made available to us through your Holy Spirit, my Father. But right now, Lord, we just thank you again, and we welcome you, Holy Spirit. Right now, we just yield to you, and we say unto you, Holy Spirit, have your way in this service, in this broadcast today. And once again, Father, we thank you for your love. Jesus, we thank you for your amazing grace. And Holy Spirit, we thank you for your communion. In the precious name of Jesus. Amen, 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 and amen. Hey, mighty men and mighty women of the Most High God. I band radio land. Hey, glory to God. Hey, I thank y'all for tuning in to this radio broadcast. All of you who are in the sound of my voice. And it's an honor for all of us to go, not just individually, thank God for the individual, that's the main thing, but for all of us to go through this radio broadcast, and, hallelujah, together into the very presence of the Most High God. I mean, in literally, into his very presence. That's his greatest desire, glory to God, that we be reconciled back to him, that we come to the knowledge that we can go boldly into the presence of the Most High God. Can you imagine how the world was with Adam and Eve in the garden when they was walking and talking with God, unbroken fellowship? I mean, no sin, no condemnation, none of that. Can you imagine that kind of relationship, that kind of fellowship? But hey, through God's grace that he displayed in his son, Jesus Christ, that's what's been afforded unto us, that we can all come boldly back into the Garden of Eden for a fellowship with our Father in heaven. Hallelujah. Boldly. I mean, without any sense of guilt, come boldly. And boy, that's down in the privilege, Lord, that all of us who are in the sound of my voice in this radio broadcast, that you join with us, hallelujah, and we go on into the presence of the Most High God and just let him minister to us. Amen. So get ready, get ready, get ready, hallelujah, for an amazing fellowship, not only with one another, but with an amazing fellowship with our Father in heaven. Hallelujah. I have on the broadcast with me today, hallelujah, Apostle Rana and Pastor Earlene Shades, you know, and they're going to come on and do an advertisement of a function that they're going to be having in the Bunky area, you know, at their ministry next Saturday. And hallelujah. And also we have a special guest on with us today, Minister Tasha Owens Williams, man, from Hallelujah, my church, Let's Go Higher Ministry, over in the Houston, Texas area. I'm in the leadership of Pastor Lydia Owens. Glory to God. Well, I love that ministry. That's a powerful ministry over there. And I'm proud to be a part of that, man, and honored to be a part of that. So, hey, she's going to be on also with us today, ministering God's word to us. So, hey, listen, y'all get ready for a great time in the Lord. Hallelujah. For Apostle Ronald and Pastor Earlene, I'm going to turn it over to your hands now to announce, you know, your invitation to the function that you all are having on next Saturday. So, go ahead.
Thank you so much, Pastor Arthur. We greet you all in the name of our risen Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, those who are out there on radio land. We the church at Belta Divine Intervention Ministry, 1909 Highway 71 North in Bunker, Louisiana, 71233. We would like to invite you all to take the mic on November the 9th at 10:30 a.m. If the Lord had put a word in your mouth, come and share it from your heart because someone needs to hear it. If there is a song in your heart, surely it would bring joy to a soul that's broken. Maybe you just might want to say a prayer, to lift up a lonely soul, or dance of praise. Whatever the Lord put in your heart to do it, just grab the mic and let God use you. That's what it's all about, lifting up someone up and giving praise to God. Come and fellowship and have a good time in the Lord. We will also have refreshments will be served. And here I pass it on to Pastor Aline. She will tell you what the phone numbers are right quick.
For more information, you can call 337-441-1665 or 318-359-7892. That's 337-441-1665 or 318-359-7892. And everyone is welcome to come, of all denominations, to come and grab the mic. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Pastor Arthur LaValle, for allowing us this divine opportunity. We turn the radio back over to you.
Amen. Hey, listen, y'all who do out there in the radio land, you know, if you're in that area, in the Bunker area or in the surrounding area, that's a precious opportunity to allow God to use you to be a blessing. So, hey, you join them. Once again, Apostle, what time is that going to be again? Is that from 9 to 10:30 p.m. or is it going to start at 10:30 p.m.?
It's on November the 9th at 10:30 a.m.
Okay, all
to
right.
To 2 p.m.
To to 2 p.m. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. An awesome opportunity for you to allow God out there, you know, to use you. So if there's a word in your heart, you know, a song in your heart, a prayer in your heart, a blessing that you want to be to the people of God in your heart, then that's an opportunity, man, that through divine intervention, ministry under the leadership of Apostle Ronald Edison and Pastor Earlene Edison, you know, that God will allow you the opportunity to come and be a blessing. Come, be a blessing, get blessed, and also be a blessing. Hallelujah. So, hey, you'll get those numbers. Give them those numbers once again, Pastor Earlene, in case some didn't have a pencil then, if they might have a, can write it down again one more time.
Okay, that's 337-441-1665 or 318-359-7892. 337-441-1665 or 318-359-7892.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We thank God for your ministry here in the Bronx area, you know, the prayer line that y'all have in the Bible study that y'all, the prayer line that y'all have on Wednesdays and the Bible studies that y'all do on Saturday afternoon. Hey, hallelujah. Hey, praise the Lord, saints. Hey, now we got the, our invitation and announcement out of the way. Now it's time for boy, for us to eat from the bread of life. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And once again, we have also on the radio with us is Minister Tarsha Clark, Tarsha Owens Williams from Let's Go High Ministry in Houston, Texas, once again under the leadership of Pastor Liddy Owens. So, Minister Williams, we turn the radio broadcast over to your hands. And like I was saying earlier, boy, like the old folks used to tell us when we were little children in church, and we would get up and do that and perform and do what we had to do, and boy, they would shout out, let the Lord use you, baby. Hey, we just turn it over into your hands, and we say, hey, let God use you to be a blessing, as you always are, to the body of Christ. It's in your hands now, Minister Williams.
Okay, thank you so much. Thank you, Pastor LaBald, and the other pastors that's on the line as well. Thank you for this opportunity to just share the goodness of the Lord, whether you consider yourself a preacher or a minister. You know, I believe that we all have something to say about how great our God is. And so this definitely was not in my plan on Saturday, but I love how the Lord works. He, you know, he gives opportunity for us to grow in him and to share his goodness and just be one to build up the other saints that may need something that's going to flow through you. So I thank God for this opportunity. I told him that I want to make myself available to him. So I'm in a season of yes. It fell on my lap. I was available to do it. And so I love him with all my heart, my soul, and my spirit. So I'm happy for this opportunity, Pastor LaBall. So I just want to just start off, and I'm just going to speak from my heart of what God has been doing in my spirit as of lately and sharing with me. And it's just simply about the power of prayer. He's really been dealing with me about more praying. You know, not that I was not praying, but just going deeper in him in prayer and just realizing that there is much power in prayer, that we have the ability through that gift that he's given us to speak to those powers and speak to those situations that are already gone before us that we may not even know that has been set up to be maybe a roadblock or to hinder us or to get us out of character or to bring danger to us. That's why the Word of God says for us to pray without ceasing. And I just thank God for even having the ears to not only hear, but come into agreement. That's another thing that's been in my spirit, what God has been, if he placed something in your spirit, just come into agreement because he is our Father and he knows what's best for us. And I just thank God because as I have been begin to go down that path and obey him in those areas, that he has shown me so many things with the power of prayer. And it's just been amazing to me just over the last couple of weeks, how the enemy, you know, he loves to catch the people of God off guard, and the power of prayer, it prepares you for that. You know, I always tell the young ladies at our church, at our women's ministry, you know, don't be caught off guard. You know, when you wake up in the morning, don't just automatically get on your phone and start texting and checking your emails and all of that, because what the scripture tells us, and I'm paraphrasing, I don't know exactly where it's found at the moment, but it says that the enemy, he goes to and fro seeking who he may devour. And he's not letting up off of the people of God, especially in this season, because, you know, you can always get a sense of where we're going in the spirit realm by just looking at the world, how chaotic the world is. And that's how you know that our spirit man is needs to be heightened, because of the craziness that's going on in the world. But, you know, on the other side of that, it's an opportunity for the people of God to press into God and to get close to him, that we may not be caught off guard, because in this dark season that we're in, that's when God is able to do what he can do. I mean, that's what he does. He shows up in the most darkest moments, in the most times that you feel like, God, where are you? He is right there. He's right there, just as he was right there with his son Jesus when Jesus had to pay that vicious price. And I thank God for that, you know, and it takes a level of maturity to get there, to know that in those moments where it feels uncomfortable, where it feels like, God, where are you? As you grow in God, you know that something is bubbling. You know that something, he's stirring something up on the inside of you. You know, it doesn't feel good to the flesh, but I've learned in growing in God, what doesn't feel good to the flesh is probably most likely real good for the spirit man, because it causes us to call up on him. It causes us to be stretched. It causes us to rely on him in a way that we have never relied on him. It causes us to trust him in a way that we have never trusted in him. And I just thank God for this season that he has me in, because my two antennas have always been up, but oh my God, are they higher than they ever have been before. He's coming even the more to just interrupt my day. I was sitting at the counter the other day, actually yesterday, on the computer doing some work for the church, and I was listening to something. It was maybe just a minute or two, and I felt that presence just come, and that's what he does. He wants to interrupt our day, because if we say we belong to him and carry his spirit, he needs us to go before him. He needs us to entertain him because of what's going on in the world. He has a message. So when he comes, I've learned that when he comes to interrupt your day, he's trying to deliver a message. He's trying to tell you something. He's trying to alert you. Hey, this person, I'm putting a burden on you for this person. You need to, I trust you to go pray, and I need you to go pray, because you are my righteous. And the word of God said that he hears the prayers of the righteous. So I feel so privileged and honored to be in this space right now that he has me in, because I don't know about you. I don't want to miss him in this hour. I've gotten too many words. I've seen his hand throughout the years, but I'm ready to see it on a greater level, because people are hurting. They're looking for something, and they're looking for Jesus, and they don't even know that they're looking for Jesus. But that's why we have to entertain him. In Isaiah 26:3, it says, "Thou will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusted in thee." What does that mean? That means we need to keep God on our mind at all times. That's a safe place right there where the enemy can't try to come and catch you off guard or interrupt your spirit or trouble your spirit or try to take your peace. He said, if thou will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee. We got to think about the Lord day and night, just as when you were dating that your wife or your husband. You couldn't wait to pick up the phone. You couldn't wait to be in their presence. You couldn't wait to spend some quality time. That's the same way we should feel about our Heavenly Father, because He is our Father. We belong to Him. We came right out of His seed. We have His DNA. Oh, what a privilege to be able to declare that I have the DNA of Christ. Oh my God. That's a lot to declare right there. So if we're declaring that means we need to walk like sons of God. We don't need to walk and carry ourselves like others are walking in this earth, trouble about high gas prices and trouble about high food prices and trouble about high interest rates. Oh my God, I have the DNA of Christ, and He's going to provide for me just as He provides for the birds, for the fowls of the air. Why am I any less? I belong to Him. I came right out of Him. And I thank God, because as we stay in Him, your identity began to come forth. But the enemy, that's another thing that he's trying to do in this season. He's trying to rob God's people of their identity, get them back in small talk of I don't know if it's going to happen, and get them in a spirit of faithlessness. That's not what God has called the sons of God to be. He's called us to be warriors. He's called us to stand, and He's called us to believe. He said we have faith as small as a mustard seed. Hallelujah. And that's where we need to just stay in His presence. That's why that scripture is so important, that we got to keep our minds on Him, stayed on Him. He's going to keep us in perfect peace. That means that when the bank account is getting low, we know that we our mind is on Him, that He's keeping us in His peace. That God, I don't see it, God, but I know who You are, and I know that You are my Father. I know that I came from You, and God, You're not going to leave me without in this season. I have seen so many financial miracles for myself in the past month and a half. I mean, every time, and I'm not even exaggerating, every time that I got so low, I would get a Cash App. There's a young lady that follows my women's ministry, and for weeks and months she's been telling me, I want to sow something. Is this your number for Zelle? Is this your Cash App? Or, you know, she just kept saying it, and she kept saying it, and I just said, yes, that's my number. I didn't try to call her and say, hey, you asked me this, you know, because, you know, when you belong to the Father, oh my God, hallelujah, you just keep going throughout the earth doing good, just like Jesus did. The Bible said that He went through the earth doing good. You just keep doing good. You keep standing obedient. You keep yielding to that Spirit of God when that Spirit of God comes to overtake you and interrupt your day. Entertain that Spirit. You just go about the earth doing good and being about the Father's business, just like Jesus was when He was a little boy. His mother came in that temple, and they was looking for Him. He said, woman, I got to be about my Father's business. I mean, His eyes were solely focused on his duties. He knew why He was created. He had no identity crisis. Hallelujah. And I feel in this season that the enemy is trying to rob the people of God of our identity. But I want to encourage you today, find your identity. It's found in Christ. You don't know who you are? Get in the Word of God. Get in the Word of God. You don't know what your purpose is in life? Get in the Word of God. Pray without ceasing. Go about the earth doing good daily. Keep your mind on Christ. Hallelujah. Because you know what? As your mind is on Christ, it's going to be off of every other thing and every other spirit that the enemy is trying to send to you to weaken you. It's going to keep your mind and keep you safe. Hallelujah. It's going to keep you from danger. And even if danger is trying to come your way, no weapon that's formed against you is going to be able to prosper, because I have peace and I know that God is with me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All the enemy's tactics that he thinks that he has prepared for me, I'm staying in God. I'm staying hidden. Hallelujah. Just as Jesus was hidden for many
many, many years until God decided it was time for him, his real purpose, his real identity to be revealed. That's the way we should be. We should be found hidden in God. Hallelujah. It's so easy to get caught up in, oh, I got to go to work. I got to come home and cook dinner. I got to come home and wash dishes. I got to come home and be that wife of my husband. I got to come home and care for the children and all of these responsibilities. Some of these responsibilities keep our eyes off of God. We're beat down when we come home from work. We're troubled because we're looking as if we were mere men. We're looking at the bills that's coming through. We're looking at what the doctors have said. Hallelujah. When we hear these things, we need to automatically know that they are contrary to what the word of God has declared. He said that if you're sick, hallelujah, I have died for that very moment that you're in right now, that healing is the children's bread. He said that he died that we may have life and life more abundantly. If you feel that there is lack, hallelujah, there is no lack. You just got to get in him. He's going to provide everything that you need. And back to my testimony, every time that I felt like my bank account was getting low, and I would go, because I didn't want to wake my husband up, I would go to the garage and just begin to cry out to God. And not just about that, but God, what is it that you want me to do? Because I've been feeling him. He's knocking in a greater way. It's just different. There was a season in my 30s, hallelujah, where he began to knock on my door. But this time around, it's different. And so I'm learning him in a different way. And so that's why it's important to come into agreement. And as I begin to call out unto God, just praying about some things, God, that I needed answers for, that I wanted change, that I didn't, where I felt like the enemy was trying to rob my peace and rob my joy, hallelujah. When I got done praying about that situation, and I was at my wit's end, I was so low that day. When I got done praying, I was at the end of my prayer. I looked at my phone, and a woman of God had sent me $300 for my ministry.
Hallelujah.
And then a couple weeks later, and all I've been doing is just taking care of responsibilities, trying to do this and trying to catch up on that. And then 2 weeks later, I've had the opportunity to sing at this women's Bible study. And you know, I've never been one to really just talk money and all of that, because the word of God tells us that if we go into the vineyard, and whatsoever is due us is going to come to us. That means that we have no lack. There is no lack in the kingdom. Everything that we need is found in his kingdom. Just go about doing good, witnessing to everybody that you come across, not hiding who you are in God, but being bold and being courageous, to declare who God is in your life. And then a couple weeks later, I said, God, I'm back here, and not spending money foolishly, but just taking care of business, just trying to get some things paid off, because I'm in a new season of my life. And I get to the Bible study, and I go forth, and I'm a singer, I'm a praise and worship singer, and I just begin to sing and just be open to just be used by the Lord and to bless those women that's there. And then I, after the Bible study was over, I look at my purse and look in my bag, and there was an envelope. No, the lady brought me an envelope. She said, this was given to you. They gave it to me, but I don't know who it's from. I don't know how much it is. It was anonymous. And that was a $300, three $100 bills in that envelope. And I said, oh, my God. And then a couple weeks later, something like that happened again. And, I mean, I began to be, of course, I never try to doubt God, you know. But I was so grateful, because I was like, God, you got me. You really got me. And he just, that was an encouragement moment, because I tell the young ladies in our ministry, don't withhold who you are. You know, before I got married, I've been married a little over a year now. And, you know, someone asked me before I even met my husband, I wasn't even dating anybody. And they said, how do you handle basically when men, when they realize who you are in God? Because it's, you know, you don't really get to see that. You know, people just see beauty and they like, oh, she's tall, she's gorgeous, whatever, whatever. But they don't know right away that there's a big God living on the inside of me and there's another side of Tasha. And this person asked me, well, how do you handle that? As if to say, like, you know, do you just kind of hide that? And I said, no, I don't hide who I am in God. I can't hide who I am. What he's done on the inside of me, it is taking over my mind, my heart, my body, my soul. I am no longer the DNA of Owens, who I came from. I am the DNA of Christ. If you're in my presence for 30 seconds to a minute, you're going to begin to declare there is something with that woman. It's no longer Tasha. It is the great I am that's living with me. And how did I get here? Because I gave him time. I gave him space. I've allowed him to do what the work that he has ordained for my life. I allowed him to come in and change my DNA where I no longer look like Lydia Owens. I no longer look like Lewis Owens. I look like Christ. And everything, if you're going to be in my presence, you're going to begin to feel and to see that there is something with this woman of God. Hallelujah. And so I encourage the young ladies, don't hide who you are. Why would you want to hide it? And if you're trying to hide it, that person is not meant for you anyway. Because the way God is, we belong to him. It's like we're in the mafia. We can't get out. We're too deep in right now. We're so deep in. Why would you want to get out? He has need of you. He is no longer in the flesh walking throughout the earth. He is a spirit. And he has need of us. He needs our voice. He needs our tongue. And I tell them, don't withhold who you are. People in your world are waiting for you to arrive on the scene. They're waiting to be freed. They're waiting for you to come out of the cocoon. They're waiting for you to proclaim who God is in you. Help free that person. They're in bondage because you have yet to yield to that great spirit that God has placed on the inside of you because you're trying to hide who you are. Don't hide who you are. Go full force in God. I tell them everywhere I go, H-E-B, Kroger, the gas station, wherever I am, if you, just like people had an encounter with Jesus, if you're in the presence of Tasha for any length of time, you're going to have an encounter with the Heavenly Father, what he's going to allow to come out of me. And I've given him access to me. When he began to knock at my door many years ago, I said, God, whatever path that you have, he is Abba Father. Why am I trying to conduct my own life?
Yeah.
He knows better. He is Abba Father. We came out of him. Therefore, he already has the roadmap.
Yes,
he knows what he has placed on the inside of us. Why are we withholding? Hallelujah. That's why it's so important for us to stay in prayer. If we don't know some of the answers to these questions, God, well, what am I supposed to be doing? What is my ministry? What is my purpose? He said to pray without ceasing. In 1 Peter 5:8, it says, be sober-minded, be watchful. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion seeking someone to devour. We're supposed to be a witness daily. The safest place is to stay hidden in Christ. Get out of the routines. Get out of the rituals. God, wake up every day just like a child. Mommy, what are we going to do today? Mommy, they're so dependent on their parents. They have so much trust in their parents. Why are we as an adult still trying to make it happen? We need to just fall just right into the Father's arm and say, God, this is a new day. What is it that you would have me to do today? God, who is it that I need to call today? God, this phone call is coming in right now. Do I need to answer this? Is this trouble on the other end of this phone call? Is this someone trying to rob my peace? Because we got to remember that when the Spirit of God comes in to visit his people and his presence is so strong. You better believe that your guard better be up, because right after that Spirit of God come, that visitation and come, it may be the person's just as closest to you. It may be a friend. It may be somebody you work with. And they're coming, and it's not them, because it's not, we don't wrestle against flesh and blood. We do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but it's the Spirit in them that, let me just give you insight right here, that God has given the green light for the enemy that they may be used to that person. So I want, and the Holy Spirit just dropped this in my spirit. So let's stop giving so much credit to the enemy. My mother used to say, God was with Moses, but he used Pharaoh. And so in this example right here, I'm going to say that God and the devil, at times, they are working hand in hand. He gives him permission. You can go push it, just like he did Job.
Mm-hmm.
Just like he did mm-hmm. Job, he allowed all that turmoil and all that trouble to come to Job. God gave the enemy permission until he said, mm-hmm. that's enough. And that's the same with the people of God. He allows the enemy to push us so far until he said, enough is enough.
Yes.
So let's not give all this power just to make the enemy think that he has so much power. No. He doesn't. He said, be sober-minded. The Word of God said, be sober-minded. That means don't go around just thinking that you're a mere man and that you can just eat this and you can eat this and you have so much freedom. You can go here and you can entertain this person on the phone for so long. No, God has need of you. He's trying to bring warning. He's trying to bring instructions. He's trying to bring a word from the Lord. Hallelujah. Not just for you, but for others. It's not about us. It's for others. Everything that we endure and that we go through, learn not to take it personal. Know that you are just being used as a tunnel. God is just moving through you to get to from one end to the next. He's trying to get a message from one end to the next. That as you're making yourself available to Him, He's pouring into you, and then we're to pour that same message out into others that have no relationship with Him, that are not in tune with Him, that know nothing about hearing from the Father. That's why He needs us to stay in His presence. We need to keep our minds on Him day and night, praying without ceasing. God, should I go here, God? Should I go to this grocery store today? Is danger ahead of me? Is there going to be a shootout here, God, today? I mean, pray about everything, Hallelujah, hallelujah. I just give God praise and glory for the understanding that He has, for the strength that He has His people in this season, that we're not giving up. Why in the world would we give up? Where are we going if we give up? We're going to hit a rock in a hard place and cry right back out to our Heavenly Father.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Come into agreement with who God has made you to be. Come into agreement with that great Spirit. Hallelujah. That you can feel that something is shifting. I was sharing with the ladies last week about how I can't even tell you the last time that I've turned on my radio in my car. I mean, it's been a very, very long time. And I just get in, and I'm a singer. I love music. I love to cruise down the road, you know, but it's just like God has silenced that in my life for a season. And that may seem like a small thing, but God works in areas like that when He's mm-hmm. trying to impart something new in your spirit. We have to get quiet. We have to get quiet, because some of this noise, it delays us. It causes us to miss Him. And, oh, my God, that's the worst feeling to ever have, is to feel like that you have missed God. Because we have our own agenda. We have our own plan. We have to do this. We have to do that. And God is saying, I need you. I need you. Hallelujah. I want to encourage the people of God that are listening today, stay in the face of God. stay in his face. He has need of you. You're not a mere man. You're not a mere woman. Hallelujah. And don't think as in a small manner. Hallelujah. I've shared this before. To, you know, sometimes you got to distance yourself from people that are like, if I could say it like this, get away from those chickens. You know that you're mm-hmm. evil. Get away from those people that are small-minded, that have small faith, that is trying to minimize who you even are in God, that don't quite believe that God can, you know, because they're in that mindset, one, because they don't know their identity. They haven't been in the Word of God. They haven't been praying because, oh, my mm-hmm. God, what can he not do? What other person do you know that have died and rose again? I mean, come on. So we have to get away from these small-minded people, these small-minded, and they can be right there in the house of the Lord with you because it's so easy. You can get real comfortable just going to church. Let me just say that. You can get real comfortable just going to church. This is what we do on Sunday morning. We have a devotion. We have a prayer. We take up offering. We do this. We have these traditions. We have these programs, mm-hmm. and God is nowhere to be found. People are walking in the same way and leave it out the same way. No spirit of God have come. His presence hasn't come and sat in the middle of that house where people are being transformed. When we come to him, the Word of God says that any man be found in Christ, he is a new creature. That means that all things are passed away. Behold, that all things are made new. That means that what? When we come into Christ, we're coming into agreement who he is making us to be. That means that we can't carry all the junk into this new world with us. We have to deny ourselves. We have to deny what we want and say, God, what is it that you want? Our attitudes have to change. We have to guard our eyes. You can't tell me, hallelujah, that you're in God. And you know, it's easy to just read these scriptures, but what does it say? That it's the letter that kills, but it's the spirit that gives life.
Yes,
we want life.
Yes,
it's when that spirit comes that we really change. You can read the Bible all day long, but if that spirit of God is not coming to take over your mind and take over your heart and take over your spirit, you're not changing. That's our goal. That's the ultimate goal, is to change. His word cannot return to him void. He said, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. He is a new creature. Yeah. That means that old thoughts have to leave. What mama and daddy gave us have to leave. That means doubt and unbelief have to leave. That means faithlessness has to leave. That means unbelief has to leave.
Yeah.
All of these things that are contrary. All of these things that are contrary to who our Father is. It's time for the people of God to rise up, get out of our traditions, get out of rituals, and go into a new place with God. People are tired of the same old, same old.
Yeah.
People need an experience with God. Hallelujah. That's when true change comes, when we have that experience with God. Hallelujah. So I'm going to end it right there. I just give God praise and glory again for this opportunity. I thank God that he even allowed it, because I've told him in this season, God, as you open the doors, God, I'm running because I want more of you. I want you to take over in a greater way. And so, Pastor LaVall, I thank you for this opportunity. Hallelujah. I thank you for this opportunity to be used by God and to share what he has been dealing with me and pouring into my spirit. I hope that the listeners on the other end were blessed and it has fired you up in a deeper way and ignited you, hallelujah, to go deeper in God. Hallelujah. Yes, praying, but also adding fasting to that. Don't forget fasting. A lot of people don't talk about that anymore, but you want to change, you couple prayer and fasting together. You're gonna grow like a weed.
And those
that are closest to you, they're not gonna know you any longer. Hallelujah. So again, I give praise and glory to God for this opportunity. I bless you in the name of Jesus, Pastor LaVall. I'm turning it back over to you.
Amen. Amen, Master William. Thank you for your obedience to the God and what God is doing in your life and the blessing that what you're doing in your life, how it's a blessing to your circle of influence and all those who even come in contact with you. You know, we thank you for allowing the Spirit of the Lord to be upon you, the Spirit that's in you to be upon you, and then be a blessing to the body of Christ. If you will, you know, for a moment, a few minutes, you know, to take your time and just pray for the people out in radio land. You know, say a prayer for all of those who are in the sound of our voices.
Dear gracious God, we just thank you, Lord God, that this is a new day in you, God. We thank you, God, for waking us up this morning. God, we thank you, Lord God, that we belong to you and that you are our Father, God. We thank you for this opportunity, God, to come together as with the body of Christ to be strengthened, Lord God. God, I pray that this word, God, that you have placed on my spirit has blessed the listeners that's on the other end, Lord God, that may be riding down the road, Lord God, and just happen to fall upon this station, God. God, I'm asking you, Lord God, to begin to, God, ignite a fire on the inside of them, Lord God, to press into you like never before, Lord. God, I thank you, God, don't let this word fall on deaf ears, Lord God. God, but let some action, Lord God, be placed behind what they have heard on today, Lord God. I just give you praise and glory and honor, Lord God, for this opportunity. God, I ask you to bless Pastor Laval, Lord God, as he is faithful over this work that you have given him, Lord God. And I just thank you, Lord God, that every listener, Lord God, if they're searching for you, God, let them know, Lord God, that your word, God, everything they need is found in your word, God. You said if we seek you, God, we're going to find you, Lord God. Let them be encouraged on today. Let them not be dismayed. Let them not, God, hallelujah, be weary and well-doing, Lord God. But let them know that you are our Father and everything they have need of and that they are searching for, God, is found in you, Lord God. I just give you praise and glory for every soul, God, everyone that is listening. They may not know you. God, give them an opportunity, Lord God, to come before you and say, I accept you, Lord God, as my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I want more of you. I've been looking and searching for purpose, God, and haven't found it. God, but I thank you that this is a new day in you. Lord God, hallelujah, God, send them signs and wonders. Send them people, Lord God, God, that will plant. God, and then send another person that's going to water. And I thank you, God, that you're coming, God, and you're going to bring the increase, God. We just give you praise and glory and honor in Jesus' mighty name.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. What a mighty God we serve. You know, everything that God does, he does with his word. You know, he sent his word, and his word saved us. He sent his word healed us. He sent his word delivers us. He sent his word, and his word provides for us. Everything he do is with his word, hallelujah. And the Holy Spirit that's on the inside of every last one of us who are born again, believing in the Lord Jesus Christ, boy, is waiting on that word, hallelujah. Hallelujah. They waiting on that word to come out of our mouths. And God has sent the word, but boy, the way it's manifested in our life, because the one who's going to manifest it in our life, that's the Holy Spirit. And the way he manifested in our lives, not through the word that God sent to us, because he didn't send his word, but boy, when we begin to send that word back to him, glory to God. When we begin to decree and declare, boy, what thus said the Lord over our lives, over our families, over our circumstances, over our situations, over our symptoms, maybe when we send that word back to him, boy, he's faithful and just to watch over his word. And it ain't going to return to him born. That's how important prayer is, you know. That's how important our personal relationship with our Father in heaven is. You know, we can't do anything without God. And listen at this. And God won't do anything without us. As Minister Williams said, God have need of us. Hallelujah. God gave us dominion in the earth. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And boy, he instituted, boy, what we call prayer as an opportunity, boy, to allow him to interfere in the affairs of our lives here on earth. That's what prayer is. That's giving God legal rights and legal permission to interfere in the affairs of our lives here on earth. When God created mankind, he said, let them have dominion over the earth. He didn't say let us. He said let us create them, but then he said let them have dominion
in the earth. Hallelujah. So for God to come in and start usurping authority and dominion in the earth, boy, without us, then it would be illegal. And he can't do that. He's not going to violate his word. He said, let them. So then he instituted, boy, prayer. Hallelujah. So that through us and through our fellowship and through us returning his word to him, then that's what gives him the ability to come in alongside us and help us, hallelujah, in administrating the affairs and the dominion and the authority that he's given us in his earth. Again, he said, let them have dominion. And then when we pray to God and send his word back to us, then we incorporate God and give God legal rights and legal permission to come in and interfere in the affairs of our lives here on earth. Hallelujah. What a word, you know, what a word to encourage us to continue to seek God and to go after God and to inquire of him in the temple, you know, and to make our petitions known unto him and to return his word unto him. That's what prayer is. That's what I love about Pastor Liddy and Let's Go High ministry over there and everyone that's a part of it. That's a praying ministry, you know, and a fasting ministry. But therefore, that gives God legal rights and legal permission to interfere in all the affairs that's going on in that ministry, to bless all those who are part of that ministry. It don't matter what we might be going through. It don't matter whether we're on the valley low or the mountain top. Lord, through that prayer, that opportunity to just fellowship with God and make our petition known unto God, give God legal rights again and legal permission. Because he can't come in and do anything in his earth without a body. Lord gave dominion in the earth to spirits that live in bodies. Lord is a spirit, so for him to come in and start usurping authority in his earth, then without a body, that would be illegal. He would be violating his word, and he ain't never going to do that. So he instituted, boy, prayer, hallelujah. Glory to God. That's our personal relationship with God. That's our corporate relationship with God. That's our interceding on relationship with God. That's our priesthood. That's our standing in the gap. That's out of communion and fellowship and boy with our Father in heaven. Hallelujah. Through his word. And again, when we send his word back to him, he got to watch over that word. Hallelujah. And he got to perform that word. Glory to God. And boy, I thank God for prayer. I thank God for a praying church, a praying people, intercessors, and everything else. Because through all those prayers, again, that's what gives God legal rights and legal permission to interfere in the affairs of our lives here upon this earth. What a mighty God. Hallelujah. We serve. And listen, he want to show himself strong on our behalf. In these days and times that we're living in now, these days here, God is looking to us on the earth, looking for men and women that he can show himself strong on their behalf. Hallelujah. That's why I also, boy, is honored to be a part of a prayer group, you know, a praying ministry, you know. That's why I thank God again for Pastor Liddy and Let's Go High Ministry. That's my cousin. That's my church. That's my overseer. That's my pastor. That's a covenant that God has placed upon my life, you know. A kingdom-minded ministry, you know, that's growing in the knowledge of God's will and God's desire for our lives. And in doing so, boy, we are coming to the knowledge of who we are in Christ Jesus, that we are mighty men and mighty women of the Most High God, that we are kings and queens, rulers. Instead of circumstance, situation, something ruling and dictating to us, well, we're flipping the script in these days, boy, hallelujah, through prayer. And we begin to take our place in the kingdom of God as kings and queens, ruling and reigning in life. Yeah, we may have been suffering for a while, but the Bible says this, if you suffer with me, you shall also reign with me. So, hey, you might be going through some things, like I say, but it don't matter, boy. If God be with us, and he is. And if God be for us, and he is. And that's more than the whole world against us. That's more than all the demons, devil himself, and all these demon co-hosts, boy. Hallelujah. They might huff and they puff, like my sister say. God used the devil too, hallelujah. And that, boy, it strengthens us. It lets us know, boy. It's just like G. Ray by Joe, man, listen. Joe said, if I came in this world, I come in this world naked. If I leave out this world naked, blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Why? But boy, I'm telling you, he had confidence in his God. He knew that he was not just a mere man. He knew that he was a mighty man. He knew that, boy, he was a vessel of the Lord. Hallelujah. And boy, that through him, boy, God was manifest even to this day right now. That did happen way back in his day. That through him, God was manifest, boy, in our lives, even here today, that God, boy, is a supply of all needs. That God is a very present help in our time of trouble. That he will never leave us, nor will He forsake us. So, Minister William, I thank you for your obedience to God's word and for what God is doing in your life and for you, Lord, coming on this radio ministry and ministering to those of us who are in the Shreveport area, those of us who are in the Monroe, Louisiana area, those of us in the Natchez, Mississippi area, those of us who are in the Lake Charles area, and those of us who are in the Alexandria, Gina area, you know, all these different places and cities where I tune in to this station, all those different stations that's in those cities, you know, that God is able, through his people, to just minister to his people. Hallelujah. So I thank you again, Minister William, for allowing God to use you in a great way to minister to us, to encourage us to grow in our relationship with God through prayer, you know. And it's an honor and a privilege. And I know that, boy, you sent God's word to us and to him, and it ain't going to return, boy. It's going to accomplish what God said to accomplish. We're going to become more and more conscious of the importance of personal fellowshipping with God through prayer and praise and worship. And through that, boy, God is going to elevate his people and build us up. Glory to God. So, again, we say thank you, you know. And Pastor Earlene and Apostle Ronnie, you know, we thank you, too, you know. I was saying earlier that I thank God for the prayer ministry that y'all have that I'm a part of on Wednesday at 12 o'clock, you know. What an honor, what a privilege to exercise that right that Minister William just got to tell us, to exercise that authority and see God move in the earth on mankind's behalf through prayer, hallelujah. So, Pastor Ronnie, you know, and Pastor Earlene, you know, we're about to get out there right now, but I would like for y'all to come on once again and just share with the people the event that you all have on next Saturday at Bethel Divine Intervention Ministry here in the Bucky area. Apostle Ron? If I ask you not there, but I'll let you all know that you there? Hello? Are you there, Pastor? But they're having a drop the mic event, you know, they're inviting everybody that has a word, that has a song in their heart, a prayer in their heart, an encouraging word, you know, to come and join with them at 1909 Highway in the Bunker, Louisiana, Highway 71. That's 1909 Highway 71 North in Bunker, Louisiana. At Bethel Divine Intervention Ministries, you know, under the leadership of Apostle Ronald Edison and Pastor Earlene Edison. Again, that's next Saturday from 10 to 2 o'clock p.m. You know, drop the mic. Well, they're inviting everybody who would love to, who have a word in their heart for God, to come in and share their word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, again, we just thank you, Lord God, for this precious opportunity to come on in and just allow you to minister in and through us, hallelujah, to your people, my Father God. And we trust, Lord, that your word will not return unto your God, that it will accomplish what you sent it to do. Therefore, we give you all of the credit, all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise in the precious name of Jesus. Hey, listen, radio audience, my wife, Gail, and I, and my family, and Let's Go High Ministry and Bethel Divine Intervention Ministry here in the Bucky area and Pastor Lydia's ministry over there in the Houston area, you know. We pray God's best for your life. And we standing with you and believing that every need that's represented out there in radio land, that need is met. Hallelujah. For our Father knows what we have need of. And if we continue to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, then everything that we have need of will be added to us on a daily basis. So therefore, I decree and declare that every need that's represented out there, every prayer request that's out there, that's represented out there, that our Father hears and his answer is yes and amen. He will provide for us. He's our Father. He's our source and our sustainer. And listen, y'all, it's already done. So just give God the praise and the glory and the honor. That whatever it needs, whatever desire, whatever it is out there that you need God to do for you, we believe in that it's already done. In the precious name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Once again, hey, my wife, Gail, and I, my family, we love y'all with the love of the Lord. We look forward to this opportunity. Hey, God bless y'all, and we look forward to ministering again on this radio broadcast next Saturday.
God bless you. Bye bye.
Bye bye.
This is Pastor Arthur LeVay. We at Kingdom Life Fellowship would like to thank you for allowing us the opportunity to serve you and your family. We trust that the messages on these broadcasts has been a tremendous blessing to your life. We pray and speak the blessing of God upon your life. And if we can be of further service to you, please feel free to contact us at Kingdom Life Fellowship Community Ministry. Our phone number is 713-870.